Hello, everyone, and welcome again to our Tongren Chakra Balancing Group Healing. We've been meeting once a month, the last Sunday of every month, for the last 6 months now. So welcome to our call. Let's see, a few details here. The call will be anywhere from a half an hour to 45 minutes long. We're still kind of working out those details. We're going to start with a guided meditation. In the past, we've done a guided meditation through the chakras, but tonight we're going to do an open focus meditation. I've been reading a book called The Open Focus Brain by Les Femi, and it's been very interesting. And from there, I've gotten some ideas about meditation and how to incorporate the open focus into meditation. And this open focus helps to harmonize the brain and create a unity consciousness. So we'll start with a brief, maybe a 10-minute guided meditation to get us all aligned and balanced and to have a few minutes of silence. And from there, we'll do probably two Tongren chakra balancing healings for the group. We'll see how we're doing for time. We'll do one for sure and maybe even two. The only thing you need to do is sit back, relax. You may want to sit up for this so that you don't fall asleep, especially for the meditation part. So like I said, we will be doing about a 10-minute guided meditation followed by 1 to 2 Tongren chakra balancing healing sessions. For those of you that are new to Tongren chakra balancing, well, I'll explain that when we get there. Let's jump right in with our meditation. I'd like to begin by having you... Oh, one other detail. This call is being recorded. And for those of you that would like to have access to the recording, after the call, you can go to our Tongren Chakra Balancing website and click on the group healing page, and there's information there about how to subscribe if that is something you're interested in. Alrighty, so now I think that is all the details, and we'll jump right in. So I'd like to begin by having you take a deep breath. And I'd like you to begin to become aware of the space that's all around you. Taking a moment now and just feeling the space around your body. Feeling the space between you and the walls of the room that you're in. Just becoming aware of all that space around you. Letting your awareness spread out. And now imagining this, feeling the space even beyond the walls. Just feeling all that space around you. Bringing your awareness to the top of your head now. And feeling all that space above the top of your head. Going up, up, up into the heavens. Feeling all this space above the top of your head. And now imagining that you're in space and feeling all this space around you in space. Beginning to become aware of yourself as an unlimited being. Beginning to become aware of yourself as an unlimited being having a human experience. You are unlimited. You are expansive. You are vast. You are eternal, and you are one with all of life. Expand into the oneness now. Feel your unity and your oneness with all of life. I am an expansive, vast, unlimited, powerful being of light. I am an unlimited, vast, powerful being of light. Continuing now to feel the space around your body. Feeling all that space. And sitting now in the vastness of who you are. Becoming pure awareness, pure consciousness, becoming one with all of life. And let's just sit in this energy for a moment or two. Sitting in the silence, sitting in the vastness of who you are, becoming no one, no thing, just pure awareness, pure consciousness, sitting in the vastness of who you are now. Remembering the truth of who you are unlimited, you are vast, eternal, and infinite. If your mind starts to wander, just go back to feeling the space around your body and space. Feeling the space above your head. Becoming bigger in your energy. Becoming expansive, light-filled, powerful. The affirmation that comes to mind is, I am that I am. I am that I am. Continuing to expand. Continuing to expand into the oneness. Merging with all that is. Feeling the vastness of who you are. You can take a deep breath now and slowly bring your attention back to the room around you. If you're listening to the recording, you may want to pause the recording and sit in meditation for longer if you like. For the purpose of our call, we'll bring our attention back and begin our Tongren chakra balancing, our group healing. For those of you that are new to Tongren Chakra Balancing, I'm going to be tapping with a Tongren hammer on the Tongren doll. I'm going to be going through the seven chakras, and as I tap, I'm going to be sending healing energy to everyone who's listening to this call, to everyone who's on the call live, and to everyone who will be listening to it at a later time. As we tap, we're really sending healing energy to each of the seven chakras. It's an energy healing technique, so the energy goes wherever it's directed, and I'm going to be directing it to all of you. Some people have written in requests on the Facebook page, and so I'll take that into account, and we'll be sending light and healing energy to everyone who's written in requests as well. So I think we'll have time. Well, let's just start with one and see. We may do one or two of these depending on our time. So I'm going to start. I'm going to actually tap softer, so you may not hear the tapping. When I tapped loud in the past, it was kind of hard for people to concentrate. So we're going to tap on the crown chakra, sending light and healing energy to the crown chakra. And the affirmation that comes to mind is, I am open to the light. I am open to healing. I am open to transformation. I am open to positive change. I am open to the miraculous. I am open to the miraculous. Miracles happen every day. I notice and acknowledge all the miracles of my life. I am open to the miraculous. And I had a client come in this week, actually, who was telling me about a miracle that happened in her life about 30 years ago. She had a daughter that was very sick, and a very, very large medical bill. I won't go into the numbers, but huge. The type that would really ruin a family. And anyway, long story short, she talked about how she was always looking for miracles in her life, and an unexpected donor came around and paid their daughter's medical bill. It was just a reminder about the power of our focus, and that when we focus on the miraculous, we begin to see more of the miraculous. I never knew this woman's story, but it was quite an interesting story, and she said it. She's made it a practice of hers to really look for miracles. So take a moment now and think about your day today. And there are little miracles happening every day. Just the fact that we're here on this line together, the technology that goes into that, I can send out an email and a notice on Facebook, and we can all join together for healing. I mean, that's a miracle. But think about your day today and begin to notice some of the other miracles of your day. You're, of course, breathing and you've eaten. Those are miracles. But let yourself gently scan your day and let a miracle come to mind, perhaps something you haven't noticed adequately enough that deserves to be noticed. My miracle is, aside from being here with all of you today, is that I had a day to rest and rejuvenate and recharge. What is your miracle? I am open to the miraculous. I am open to the miraculous. And notice how opening to the miraculous feels on the top of your head Notice the top of your head beginning to open and have an expanded feeling. Focusing on miracles is one of the things that helps to open the crown chakra, which is the center of trust and inspiration. I am open to the miraculous. I notice miracles. I look for miracles. And in so doing, draw them into my life. I experience the miraculous every day. I experience miracles every day. Third eye, moving to the third eye. I'm continuing to tap and flood the third eye with healing energy. The third eye is the center of wisdom, of clarity, clairvoyant sight. And the affirmation that comes to mind is, I look honestly. I look honestly at myself. I look honestly at others. I look honestly at all of life. And I think so many of our problems come from when we don't look honestly, when we're afraid to look. And so make it a practice this week, today, this week, this month, to look honestly. And start by looking honestly at yourself, and then looking honestly at others, and then all of life. I look honestly. I look honestly at myself. I look honestly at others, and I look honestly at all of life. Throat chakra. And as I tap, we're going to be sending healing energy to the throat chakra and releasing blockages that are there. And the affirmation that comes to mind is, I am fully expressive. I am fully expressive. I express myself fully and appropriately. I say what is mine to say. And I don't say what is not mine to say. I speak mindfully. I speak with awareness. I express that which is mine to express. I know when to speak, and I know when to remain silent. I have a healthy throat chakra. I express myself fully and appropriately. I am genuine. I am myself. Heart chakra. I am a beacon of love. I am a beacon of love. I am a beacon of love. I feel drawn to read a poem that I wrote that I posted on Facebook and sent out this week, but I'll read it now. As I'm tapping on the heart chakra and continuing to release blockages that are there. It's called Beacon of Love. Can you remain a beacon of love even while others hurl their insults? Can you remain a beacon of love even while they lie about you and talk about you behind your back? Can you remain a beacon of love even while they pretend to be your friend, all the while betraying you while you're not looking? These are the tests set before you. For some, the tests are more challenging, and for others, less challenging. All the while, it is your job to become the beacon of love that you are. See the challenges set before you as your test and initiation into love. It is easy to love in the face of kindness, sweetness, and sincerity. It's harder in the face of hypocrisy, anger, greed, jealousy, and manipulation. And still, this is our challenge, to learn to love that which we deem unlovable. Do not be naive or foolish. You don't need to invite all home to dinner. You simply need to be able to love and to let go. Rise to the challenge now and enter into a new level of being. Rise now and step into the greatness that you are. And so it's our test. I'm not reading anymore. It's our test to learn to face the difficulties we face and to respond by keeping our heart open. We may choose to walk away. We may choose to not speak to someone again. We may choose to forgive. Well, we're always choosing to forgive, but we may, how we handle the situation will vary, but our test is to learn to stay in love as best as we are able and to grow in our ability to keep love in our heart. So I am a beacon of love. I am a beacon of love. I am a beacon of love. And for those who are just joining the call, we're tapping on the heart chakra and sending healing energy to the heart. I am a beacon of love. I aspire every day to improve 1%. What if every day you became 1% more loving, 1% more able to forgive, 1% more able to show compassion? And so be gentle with yourself, be kind with yourself, be loving towards yourself, and aspire to improve a little bit every day. I am a beacon of love. I am a beacon of love. I am a beacon of love. Solar plexus. Solar plexus. I accept myself completely. I accept that I have strengths. I accept that I have weaknesses. I accept that I, like everyone else, am learning and growing. I accept myself completely. I accept myself completely. And take a moment now to practice accepting yourself. It's easy to say those words, and sometimes harder to live them. We truly are all learning and all growing, and the earth is truly a school. We have come for growth and we have come for learning. And so we must come to expect the imbalances, ours and others. Everyone is learning and everyone is growing, and no one is exempt. And so we can blanket ourselves with acceptance. And we can shower others with acceptance too. Again, after we've accepted, we can decide how we want to relate to others. But we can start by accepting ourselves and accepting that we are learning and that we are growing. And then we can extend our acceptance to others. Everyone is truly learning, and everyone is truly growing. The earth is a school. People are at different stages of development, different stages of awareness. Sometimes they can be really aware, and other times, barely unconscious. And we can just envelop everything, ourselves and others, with acceptance. Everyone's learning and everyone's growing. And after we've accepted, we can ask, given what is, what am I to do? In some cases, we may continue to relate. We may take a step back. We may take a step forward. We may express ourselves. We may decide to remain quiet. The attunement will vary. But we can begin with a deep acceptance of what is. Moving now to the identity chakra, which is located 2 to 3 inches beneath the navel, also referred to as the second chakra. The affirmation that comes to mind is, I am balanced. I am balanced. I can act. And I can wait. I can speak up. And I can listen. I can be direct. And I can be receptive as well. I can be sensitive. And I can be strong. I can give. And I can receive. And the identity chakra is a lot about holding these opposite qualities, these male and female qualities within ourselves. So again, it's the ability to stand in your convictions and be open. It's the ability to be equally comfortable giving and receiving, equally comfortable being sensitive and being strong, equally comfortable giving help and asking for help. And so you can affirm now, I am balanced. I am balanced. I am balanced. And take a moment and feel this balance in your body. Take a moment and experience a deeper level of balance. If you tend to be more comfortable giving than receiving, you may want to experiment with opening to receive and allowing yourself to really take in. If you're more comfortable being sensitive than strong, you may want to work with the affirmation, I am strong, and cultivate greater strength so that you can balance your sensitivity. So I am balanced. I am balanced. And then moving to the base chakra, located at the base of the spine. And the affirmation that comes to mind is, I am filled with humility. I am filled with humility. I am enough as I am. I am enough. I am enough. And we are human and we are learning. And we are also spirit and filled with greatness. And so we want to learn to embrace all aspects of ourselves, to embrace our humanity. We're learning and we're growing just like everyone else. Everyone's learning, everyone's growing. The earth is a school. At the same time, we are infinite spirit, having a human experience. And there is a place of great light, great wholeness, great balance, great wisdom that lies within us. And so it's a big acceptance, accepting the whole kit and caboodle, as they say. Accepting that sometimes we are very human, and sometimes we are able to manifest our greatness in ways that is surprising even to us. So I am filled with humility. I am filled with humility. Take a moment and really embody this humility. And let yourself be enough wherever you are right now, however flawed, however injured. It's okay. It's okay. And you can just be filled with humility and just be where you're at and just let it be okay. Nothing to hide, nothing to feel ashamed of. We're all learning, we're all growing. And just embracing humility now. And then going to kidney one at the bottom of the foot. And this is for peace and for good sleeping and for calm. I am filled with peace. I am filled with peace. I am filled with peace. You can take a moment now and feel this new balance, this new alignment. And I'd like you to once again begin to feel the space around your body. Let yourself expand again, feeling all this space around your body. Going to the top of your head and feeling all this space above your head. Imagining you're in space. Feeling all that space around you in space. Really letting your awareness spread out. And the affirmation that comes to mind is, I am a being of great light. I am a being of great light. I am human and I am learning. And I am filled with greatness. I am vast. I am unlimited. I am abundant. I am powerful. I am creative. I am one with all of life. I am one with all of life. And you can allow yourself to expand into the oneness now, feeling your unity and your oneness with all of life. And I'd like you to remember that you are human, and that you are learning and growing, and that it's all okay. Your imbalances are okay. The fact that you're not enlightened yet is okay. The fact that we're all faltering in our ability to love is okay. And at the same time, I'd like you to also remember that there is a place of greatness inside of you. That there is this expansive, unlimited nature of which you are a part. That there is great wisdom inside of you. That there is great strength inside of you. There is great love inside of you and great compassion inside of you. And we can all aspire to become a little better every day. They say if you improve 1% every day, that your whole life will change in 6 months. It's easy to have big goals for ourselves, like I'm going to be loving tomorrow no matter what, and then to fail in the first 5 minutes and feel discouraged. But if you have a goal that you're going to be more loving today than you were yesterday, then that's something you can do. And if every day you aspire to be a little bit better than the day before, then more and more you can bring forward the best that lies within you. There is greatness that lies within you. There is great light, great wisdom, great power, great compassion, great creativity, great wholeness, great balance. We have all but begun to scratch the surface of our greatness. And when you know that there is greatness inside of you, you can begin to bring that greatness forward more and more. And so affirm now that you are a being of great light, that you are a being of great love, that you are a being of great power, that you are a being of great compassion, that you are a being of great creativity and great insight, and that you are going to aspire to bring the greatness that lies within you forward a little bit more today than you did yesterday. And every day, you can be a little more loving, a little more compassionate, a little more kind, a little bit more in your power, a little bit more creative. It's through this slow, gradual process that we evolve. And so continue to connect with this greatness that lies within you now, feeling all this space around you in space, remembering the vastness of who you are, remembering the truth of who you are, waking up from your slumber now, and remembering the greatness that lies within you. I am filled with humility. I am learning. I am growing. I'm human. I'm flawed. And at the same time, I am filled with great wisdom, great light, great love, great compassion, great creativity, great strength, great sensitivity, great awareness, and I aspire to bring more of my greatness forward every day. Continuing to expand, feeling all that space around you in space, feeling the vastness of who you are now. I'm going to take a moment while you're sitting in that expansion, and I'm going to send gold light to the group. I'm going to send gold light to everyone on the call, to everyone who put in a request on the Facebook page, and for everyone who's listening to the recording. And if the light just goes out to everyone in the whole world, then that's okay too. So I'm going to send light now, and you can open to receive. If you'd like to participate, you're welcome as well. You may want to send light now with me. We can all join together. We can give and receive at the same time. Why don't we all imagine gold light showering everyone on this call, everyone on the Facebook page, everyone listening to the call. Just imagine the TRCB community and send light to the whole Tongren Chakra Balancing community now. Gold light is the color of the enlightened individual. It's filled with love, with wisdom, with compassion, with balance, with strength, creativity. As we send light, we help to elevate the consciousness of the whole group, individually and collectively. As we send light, we contribute to all of our healing. When you send light to others, it's also good karma for yourself and helps strengthen your own healing capacities. So the whole Tongren Chakra Balancing community being flooded with light, all of us being flooded with light, our consciousness being elevated, our ability to contribute to the healing of this planet being elevated, helping all of us to step more and more into the greatness that we are. And now I'm picturing the earth in front of me, and now we're sending light to everyone on the earth, to all the people, the plants, the animals, everyone on the earth receiving the light from our community, helping to elevate the consciousness of the planet, elevate the awareness. I'll ask that anyone who is suffering receive comfort and healing from the light, and that the light that has been generated from this call goes out and helps to heal our planet. And now you can shower yourself with light. Just imagine you are being showered with light. And the phrase, "Peace begins with me," comes to mind. If we want a more peaceful planet, we must each find a way to be more peaceful ourselves. We must learn to respond to unkindness with compassion, to ignorance with awareness, to anger with love. Again, we don't need to be naive or foolish, and we don't need to put ourselves in harm's way, but we do need to find a higher response to our life circumstance. And I'm talking to myself now as much as I'm talking to all of you. So may we all grow in our ability to hold love, to hold compassion, and to assist in healing this planet more and more. May the light that's been generated from tonight's call elevate your awareness, raise your consciousness, heal your body, and help you to be the best that you can be. Just keep feeling the light now. Feeling yourself growing stronger from the light. More powerful, more expansive, and more yourself. Well, you can bring your attention back. I was worried for some reason about that we'd end too short, but that seems to be something I don't need to worry about ever. I really want to thank you all for being on the call tonight. I feel like we generated a lot of healing energy. When we come together in this way, a force is created and a lot of light comes through. I feel certain that you felt that. And experience that, and you may want to look for the healing over the next couple of days. What is the healing that you received? For some, it will be a shift in consciousness. Perhaps a blockage in your heart chakra has been moved, or perhaps a blockage in your third eye has been released and you can see more clearly now. Perhaps you will experience some relief from a physical symptom. Perhaps a relationship will receive healing. Perhaps you will accept something or a condition that before was unacceptable to you, and now you'll find acceptance. Perhaps something that you've been tolerating, you'll decide to speak up about or act on. The healing will vary. What each person needs will vary. But look for the healing and see the ways that tonight's healing session may have benefited you. Look for the miracle. as they say. Thank you again for being on this call. If you're interested in subscribing to the teleclass page so that you have access to tonight's recording as well as the last six recordings we've done, you can go to the website, which is trcbhealing.com, trcbhealing.com, and click on the group healing page and you'll see where to subscribe. If you have any questions, you can email me and I'm happy to answer them. Thank you so much for being on the call tonight. Have a wonderful evening. It's a special full moon out there. An eclipse is about to happen. So you may want to go outside and see the full moon. Have a great night, everyone. And we'll be doing the call again at the end of October. I don't have the exact date with me, but it's the last Sunday of October. It will be free of charge. I look forward to having you on the call. Tell your friends, invite your friends. The more people, the stronger the energy field will be. Thank you again and have a wonderful month.